28 check SAS listening.
Check SAS, M4ZLK. Afternoon, Dave.
That watch again, sir. It's evening. That's right, it's just evening. Let's go. What's happening?
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Yeah, I'm going to go home and enjoy, I think maybe a glass of libations.
I'll just relax. I'm doing well today. I got a little nap, headed in, almost to work, and go see if I can outrun the cold tonight.
Oh, yeah, okay. I didn't realize you're going in tonight, because I heard you on today. I thought you were off today. Now, do they put additive in their fuel, or are you responsible for that, or I guess when, well, I guess, you know, it doesn't really matter. While the truck is running, the fuel's going to stay warm.
Never put any additives in this fuel. Where we are, it doesn't really get cold enough for long enough, but who knows, maybe we'll have an issue tomorrow. But most of them are run, if not 24 hours a day, they run both shifts, you know, all night, and then somebody gets into the daytime and drives it around town, so it should stay warm.
I believe the newer fuel systems, the manifold systems anyway, so what doesn't get used gets pumped back to the tank, so the fuel in the tank will stay warm.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, you really want to keep more than half a tank most of the time. That's, you know, unless you're hauling, you know, close to your limit, then you got to really watch your weight.
We fill them every... I actually fill down in Atlanta because our pumps are kind of messed up. They pump very slowly, and I usually have a little bit of time when I'm down there, enough time to fuel, and so I usually do it there, and then I don't have to worry about it. So our tanks are generally always supposed to be full whenever we're done.
More for the next driver. That's a good way to be. This way, he or she can jump in a truck and go.
Seven doesn't always, but it's supposed to. But anyway, yeah. Are you back home now, or are you headed back home?
I am currently in Duncan, headed to my house. Just got done servicing a system. It was a filthy, it was a mess. It was just a mess. Thank God that she called me now. Cleaned all the leaves and dirt out of it and got it running better, had to change the capacitor and do a few things, and the heat pump is running good now.
Heard weather was coming in and decided maybe she should have it serviced.
She wasn't used to watching the condenser fan shut down. I said, that's a normal operation when it goes into defrost. The condenser fan will shut down, the compressor will stay running. Actually, the reversing valve reverses back, warms the coil up, and then when it reverses back into heat, you'll get a puff of steam off of it, and it'll be back in heat mode. You know, that's the way it's supposed to work.
I didn't know exactly what it was doing, but I have seen that.
Yeah, there's a temperature probe on the condenser coil. Basically, what happens, in a nutshell, there's a reversing valve outside in the condenser, and it reverses and sends the hot gases in. And in effect, it takes your evaporator coil, turns it into a condensing coil, and vice versa. So the outside unit will get cold and freeze or frost up. And then when that happens, it'll go into what we call defrost mode. It'll warm the coil up outside and defrost, and then go back into heating mode. So it's a normal operation. If it doesn't do it, then you got a problem.
That warming operation, is it no longer running on the inside, pumping warm air, or slightly warm air, as the heat pumps do?
Well, what is supposed to happen is while it's in defrost mode, the control board outside will send a signal back on the white control wire, your thermostat wire, to turn on your heat strips while it's in that mode. Then when it comes out of defrost, and the heat strips will turn back off, and then it'll come back into heat pump.
It's doing heat. It's blowing heat at some, the whole time if it needs it.
Exactly. In my case, at our house, we keep the house cool enough. We keep it like 68 in the day, 67 at night. So I just disconnected my heat strips. I don't need to pay that kind of money.
Yeah, on my dual fuel system, got the fuel. Now, we keep it like that, too, about 67, 68 in the daytime, and actually 65, 64, 65 at night. But if it needs to defrost like that, I guess, would it kick on the other system, the gas part?
Oh, that's right. I forgot. You got dual fuel. Yeah, you don't have heat strips. Well, the way yours is supposed to work is at a certain temperature, you're supposed to shut off and switch over to gas, switch over to the gas furnace. This way you don't have any freezing issues. You shouldn't have any freezing issues unless the thermostat is not set properly.
I thought about that. It's set at 35, I believe. It'll switch over. So, yeah, that makes sense. I didn't even think about that. Yeah, I won't have that issue. That's good.
Huge money saver because you don't have the heat strips. Hey, I forgot you had dual fuel. I would have said it's 40 degrees. 35 is a little cold, but I don't know what you got going on there. A lot of the newer condensers are a heck of a lot more efficient now, especially with the R410. You can probably run them down to 35.
It may be, I'm thinking 35, but that might be a good idea because I always feel like, I love it when the gas kicks on. I always feel like it never feels warm or, you know, nice and toasty warm when the heat pump's running. So when I know the temperature's going to get low or, you know, get down in the 30s, I'm like, come on, get down there. I want the gas to come on.
Again, I'm not really efficient or proficient on the gas system or the dual fuel systems. The couple that I worked on, they change over at 45 and 40 degrees. I don't like pushing them down to 35 because you never run the gas. You just run the heck out of the heat pump, and it's when it gets down below 45 ambient temperature, they're just not as efficient as they should be. I like gas heat. I don't have gas heat, but I want to put it in my house.
Because I'm thinking there's a 35 to 40 range, which is why I said 35. So if that's the case, I might bump it up to 40, 45, because I prefer the gas too. But it definitely has been more efficient. It saved me money on gas and on electricity when the temperature's not real bad.
Well, do you have natural gas or propane?
I have propane.
That hurts the pocketbook.
Well, we're locked in at a rate, and it's not bad at all. I can't complain.
Okie dokie. Yeah, I'm not a big propane heat fan because the propane is so doggone expensive.
Well, ever since I got the new unit, I paid less for it last year than I did the year before, and because I use less. But we'll see. I understand, but right now I'm very happy. I'm pleased with the price I'm paying compared to what I could be paying for it, so I'm not going to complain. But anyway, I'm here. I got to get out.
Have a safe trip. Be careful. Stay warm. I don't think it's supposed to get real cold tonight. Tomorrow night's going to be the cold night. So 73 N4ZLK KB2HXS. I'll be listening out. I got about 10 minutes to the house.
73, Merry Christmas. Sorry, I got something in my throat. I was trying to sign out. Have a good day. Merry Christmas. Good to talk to you. N4ZLK.
I know. You're all choked up about going to work. 73. Merry Christmas, Shane. We'll talk to you again. KB2HXS.